Well, I mean, I have to be honest. We haven't left the front door yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go out.
5 days, I haven't got to the car yet.
Rizzo said he was working for the father of the child. The father's attorney disavowed him.
He was just going to the ballet.
At another point, Rizzo was billed as a reporter for Hard Copy. The show said no. Whatever he was doing, he didn't get much done. His hotel had to put on 2 extra operators to handle incoming calls.
Channel 4, Channel 9, Hard Copy, ABC, NBC, British Press, Current Affair, Inside Edition, Hard Copy, LA Times, Channel 4. There's one real interesting one here, and I may have thrown it away. That said, we will pay any amount of money for an interview with the doctor.
We would like to take this opportunity, when our family has come together in unity and harmony, to convey our love and unfailing support for Michael.
By the time the Jackson family gathered, a week after the story broke, there were hundreds of reporters packing the hall, and 40 TV cameras up front.
And cruel, obvious attempts.
Crews from Mexico, China, Japan, Germany, England, France, all the U.S. networks, of course.
We know, as does the whole world, that he has dedicated his life.
Almost every news outlet in America was there, following the lead of the cast.
Thank you all for coming. This will be another brief statement by myself and by Mr. Pelicano.
It was slowing down after the frenzy at the beginning. The police and Jackson people successfully plugged all the leaks. There was nothing more coming out.
And we thought it was appropriate at this time.
The other day, Howard Weitzman came out and wanted to issue a blanket statement. When you come out, give an announcement, make an allegation, and then walk away without asking any questions.
You are an attorney. You're an officer of the court. Surely you have some sort of obligations, sir.
I said I'm going to make a statement in a moment. If you guys will act like humans, which is real difficult for you all.
Jackson's people started to win the propaganda war. They were holding press conferences, coming out with tapes.
Why didn't he go to the police? Can't you just tell us that?
Is Michael Jackson going to make any statement? He's got a whole cadre of international cameras there every night.
But the public's still curious what's going on. So what we were looking for then was a buy-up. That's what you want. You want graphic inside details of what it was like inside Jackson's ranch, how he behaves with the children.
The second great wave in the Jackson scandal. Former employees who tell their stories.
Just print that out, and I'm just giving one more track, and that'll be it.
Give me a level, Steve.
The Quindoys lashed out at Jackson's reputation as a Pied Piper of children.
Good. Listen, man, I've been waiting to talk to you all day. You owned the rights to that picture of the Quindoys with Jacko. What's going on? Is there a problem? We want to buy for American TV.
B. 5 seconds. 4, 3.
Michael Jackson's former housekeepers lift the lid on what they say was life at the Neverland Ranch.
Let's say that they would be doing like what even honeymooners would do.
No man is a hero to his valet. A servant always sees and sometimes tells. But there's always a story behind these stories once they've run through the tabloid mill. Just 3 days after the Jackson story broke, ABC's Prime Time sent a freelance producer to Manila to talk to the Quindoys. She was greeted warmly and given a guest room in their home. But the network was offering only star power, a chat with Diane Sawyer. That left the door open for the British weekly, News of the World. For this kind of story, money talks.
Anybody who doesn't pay money, it's like cavalry riding into machine gun fire. It's anachronistic. Journalism cannot be done today at our level without at some point somebody getting a check out and going to one of the principals who will be demanding this money and hopefully presenting them with the best offer.
The Quindoys at first wanted $900,000. Where they got that figure, I have no idea. It came down to $500,000.
But when they negotiated with us, there was, I think they were asking something reasonable, $250,000.
A tabloid auction is a delicate sort of striptease. The sellers have to give away some details of their story to demonstrate its worth and hold back other details until they get their money. For the tabloid reporter, it's also a delicate business.
It's almost like in Hollywood terms, you're bidding for a hot property. It's like bidding for a screenplay, for a novel. You have to go in there and convince the people that you'll pay the top dollar, and also you'll treat their property the best possible way and treat them the best possible way. But I think it's not a secret that, first of all, the Prindoys, unfortunately, were not acting totally in good faith.
After he'd heard most of the Gindoy story, White's London office suddenly ordered him home. News of the World splashed the Gindoys big time. 3 pages, without any payment. The lawyers said there was no need to pay. The Gindoys and the company already had a history.
We had our first dealings with the Prindoys probably 2.5, 3 years ago.
The London Sun and News of the World are owned by one company, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp.